Blog Talk Radio.
No one's on?
All right.
Thanks. Good. And then...
Good shit, Mo. Yo, Hero, get the fuck away from the wires, bro.
Hero!
Yeah, because he might knock one of these tripods.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, open up the Facebook stream after.
Do we have... So I can?
You know what, bro? I can... You want me to...
No,
let's go live and I can...
Yeah, fine.
Actually, you know what? No, not
We got the Moza going, right?
Yes.
Okay. This shit is actually easy. I marked the shit now, by the way, guys, just so y'all know.
Nice.
So
you want I...
What was that?
So you want I, the tripod, so... the fuck?
Nigga, security is so annoying, bro.
Huh?
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure they got chewed out by that Selena shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, bro.
Yeah. Because
yeah, she can never come back,
because I've known as soon as that should happen, they replaced the afternoon, the daytime security guard.
Bro, she.
So that's why the question like that, because.
I don't know what it is, man. She got probably a voodoo spell on her or some shit, bro. But.
And then Fresh Brands is still hanging out with her.
He is.
Yeah, like last night they went out and he tagged her. So.
Yeah, I was really chill with Fresh like that anymore.
Yeah, I mean. And then Detox, he's dealing with Money Back Ghost people.
Oh, okay.
So he's helping out, but, you know, that's a priority. Yeah.
All right.
Cool. All right. Three.
Yep.
Two.
And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Air Podcast.
It's Friday, man.
It's Friday, a.k.a. Call-In Friday. Call-In Show on Friday. And, guys, we're on Twitch.
We're on Twitch, baby. Let's
get some words.
No more YouTube for now. Let's go.
What do you think?
And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Air Podcast, regular edition. It's Friday, guys, a.k.a. the call-in show, which is going to be lit. We got the phone lines open right now. That number is 515-605-9740. Again, that number is 515-605-9740, guys. We're live streaming to Twitch and Twitter, and then also we're going to go on Facebook here in a second. We'll get Facebook stream going up as well. But, yeah, guys, quick little updates of what's going on. I know you guys are probably wondering, like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So we got a strike, okay, and we can't post on YouTube for a week, and it kind of sucks. But, yeah. But we'll be able to post again on Tuesday of next week. We've done a couple of streams this week already. We did one with Ack and some girls. We did one yesterday, which was pretty lit with some lovely ladies. And then we got and then we did a stream. We're going to do a stream tonight as well with some girls.
Yeah.
So we're going to have three after-hour shows and then two – oh, no, this is going to be actually just one regular show, right? Because we didn't do Womanizer Wednesday, guys.
Yeah.
We didn't do Womanizer Wednesday because we're still – basically, guys, we're in talks with our YouTube rep, and we're trying to figure out what's going on here. We know what's going on, but it's a long story. I don't want to bring it out to light.
We can't say it on air,
we can't say it on air, but we know
niggas
what's going on.
Niggas be hated.
Yeah, that's to another degree. So with that said, guys, but we will be back on Tuesday. We're working with the rep to try to potentially come back sooner.
Yeah.
But as you guys know, man, we got a lot of haters. People report our shit. It is what it is. So we're going to have to more than likely, starting in May, we're going to have to probably make some changes here as far as like the content. Don't worry. You guys are still going to be able to see us for free. And, you know, still be able to get access to the content, but we're going to have to do some things to put ourselves in a position where we don't get reported as much, guys. And I hate, like, bro, And it's funny too, because like last week, literally, I was like, "Yeah, we're gonna give you guys free content as much as we can." It's like now I can't do it anymore because there's so many haters, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
wild. Honestly, man,
it's like targeted attacks, guys. It's wild.
Yeah, it's funny because people will be like, "Oh, y'all really want money from us?" No, we don't. We do this shit pretty much live for free, Monday to Friday, and it's like we give you content day in and day out. However, people are like, "Yo, hating on us," and they want to shut us down, and they do whatever they can, and it sucks, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, it sucks, guys. But, you know, it is what it is. We'll be back next week. The YouTube channel's been growing like crazy, though, even though we haven't posted. Bro, it's like we're like 41,000 plus subs the past 30 days or something like that, and we haven't posted in almost a week now. So it's like crazy.
Shout out to you guys for the support, man. I was in UPS with my boy Casey. He went to Columbia today for good. Shout out to Casey Redbeard. And he was saying, yo, the guy under was, yo, bro, Pressure Fit, I don't know where they're at, man. I'm trying to find their channel, trying to find their content, but I can't find new content. What's going on? People love the show, man. They want to see the show, so.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and it pisses me off, bro, because I know a lot of you guys watch us, and, like, a lot. How do I
say? You know what? I'll say this, guys. Guys, enjoy us while you still can on YouTube, because you never know what's going to happen. Subscribe to the channel. Follow us, because, hey, we might not be here forever. You never know.
And it sucks, bro, because like I told y'all before, bro, like we really don't need to do this. Like, you know, I have my real estate. I own seven properties, guys. Fresh is doing his thing. He has some stuff in Barbados. You know, Fresh, Chris can always go back to freelancing. Like, we don't have to do this. We enjoy it. We love it. You know, obviously we're able to, you know, to make a good living doing it. But it's like we don't necessarily have to do it. And it bothers me because we really, like, pride ourselves on giving y'all as much free content as we can. There's a reason why we stream 2 to 3 shows a day and keep it up. Like, we hate when we have to put videos on Patreon, bro.
Yep.
And it sucks that we're getting to that point where we have to put more and more stuff behind a paywall because people want to hate and report us and stuff like that. And the thing that bothers me, I know a lot of you guys look to us for some semblance of, like, you know, masculinity, getting life coaching, being able to, you know, speak in a chat where, you know, you can say what you want. You know, this is one of the few platforms where we're telling the truth to the crazy left, where they're like, oh yeah, you know, all men are toxic and toxic masculinity. We're like fighting back, and it's like it's very annoying that we're trying to do this, and then we got haters reporting us, and it hurts because for you guys, like, I want y'all to get the content, man. I get so many DMs. Where are you guys at? I don't know what I'm gonna do, whatever. And my thing is this, my fear is this, that we're not able to broadcast for a period of time, and then someone does something to themselves. Had they not maybe caught one of our videos live, or maybe we changed their mind from hurting themselves. Because, bro, at this point, it's scary to me how many people send me DMs saying, like, bro, I had a day where I was going to hurt myself. I chose not to do it because I watched this episode. Or, yo, I watched this portion of this episode every time. Or I get motivated to go to the gym and I play this clip here. And it's amazing to me how many people were actually, like, able to help and save. And I didn't realize the impact it had until I started getting the DMs from you guys. It makes me realize, like, fuck. We need to do 2 to 3 streams a day. We need to keep this shit for free. We need to put as little stuff as possible on Patreon. That's why I don't know if y'all noticed, we only answer specific questions and or Frank Castles on Patreon. All the stuff that's like educational, whatever, we leave it up. We really leave it up.
And even in person, man, when I go to the clubs, I go to events. Actually, yesterday I was at a club here in Miami, and one of the guys is a big supporter of the show. He was down and out and bad, pretty much broke 4 years ago, and he was trying to find a way out. He found a show 2 years ago, started focusing on money. Stock chasing girls. I know he's a huge investor in crypto, has hella money, and he paid for the table, showed us a really good thing last night. So our supporters, man, whatever you're going through, if you support us, we got y'all, but we may not be here forever.
Yeah, man. We are going to, I see some of you guys saying make your own website, whatever. We do have our own platform, guys. It's in the works right now.
We got a big announcement coming.
Yeah, we got a big announcement coming. But yeah, guys, it sucks because it's like, it's targeted attacks. It's not even like on some real, like we violated something. It's like, we actually looked at what they're claiming we violated. We didn't violate anything, bro. But it's just that it happens so much that people were just like, oh,
well, yeah, I guess they must have.
But I will say this, man. There comes a time when you get caught. You get in trouble, it's a wrap for you.
That's true. So, yeah, guys, that's what it is, man. There's the answer. We don't want to talk too much more about it, but, yeah, it's 100% targeted attacks. Cool. We got the phone lines open, 515-605-9740.
It is Friday, man.
It is Friday. I will say this. This week
– any new updates, man? New property?
I was at the gym. We're putting in an offer for a deal now. The real estate market has been really hot, guys. I haven't been able to find something for a few months now, and I'm actually very – I'm getting itchy because I have some capital. I need to invest it. You know what I'm saying? I need to get rid of this cash because cash is trash. And, but Roger, shout out to my real estate agent. He did find a deal today that we're going to put an offer in on. And we'll see what happens. But yeah, the market is really, really crazy, bro. I've lost like 5 houses already now. See, New York investors, goddammit. You guys come down here and fuck it up, everybody. You guys fuck it up in Connecticut as well.
Fuck your life.
New York. Yeah, man. These guys, like, it's like they've never seen. $500,000 for a duplex that only makes $2,000 a month. Sure, I'll buy it. What the fuck? Oh, matter of fact, I'll pay it for $550. Like,
buy at a loss, man.
They buy it at a loss,
they
man.
They don't care.
They're fucking it up for everybody, bro. So it's like, goddamn. But anyway. We got Ventura Douche Cheer 1000. Thank you so much, bro.
Thank you, fam.
Shout out to you, bro.
Appreciate that.
And then,
yo, guys,
shout out to Level 2 Hop Train, by the way.
Hey, shout out to y'all. And yo, guys, we'll shout out Bits
and cheers
and subs and all that other stuff as well. So shout out to y'all. Cool. We got some anyone in the phone line?
No, we have banners.
Oh, banners. Oh, shit. Yeah, we got to go through the announcements. I forgot about that. Okay. So, yeah, guys. So, catch us on patreon.com/freshfitman where you guys are going to see the content. We got something rolling out probably May 1st.
Yeah, our own website on the way.
Yeah, it's on the way. So, May 1st, we'll have the details for you guys in a little bit, but it's still in the works. So, we got some stuff going on. But, yeah.
I'll give you one surprise if it's cool.
Go ahead.
Guys, on our website, we can go live. So, there you go.
Oh, yeah. You'll be able to go in there and watch us go live. And And don't worry, we'll still be on YouTube too, guys. It's just that, you know, we'll have to keep some of the crazier stuff off because people want to report us, you know?
I was telling our boy Steve will do it, and he said the same thing, man. Like, sometimes with YouTube, you got to keep the good stuff behind the scenes because it's censorship, you know?
Yeah.
Got to.
Yep. All right. Also, guys, check us out on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts, every single platform you listen to podcasts. We are there. Just make sure you wear headphones so you don't get in trouble, especially nowadays. And then check us out also at FreshFitPodcast.com. Guys, get the merch, hoodies, T-shirts, etc. All the merch that you guys know to love. I feel like Who Hurt You, the Punisher shirts, the Fresh Fish shirts, the hoodies, Simps the Pimps, all that stuff is over there. And I also cleaned up some of the shirts as well. So you guys can get it and wear it to work and not get fired.
And also, guys, and when YouTube canceled,
check out our YouTube, Fresh with Pickles, Fresh with CEO, Fred 1811. Check out all these channels.
If you want to see a funny double date that me and Myron did, it's on the vlog channel. And it's almost 100K views now. Pretty much 100K.
100K, God dang.
Anything you put Myron in a thumbnail, it's views, bro. To the God, bro. Him and the girls, views, dog.
His nose is algorithm.
So. Yeah, my nose is out there. See the ostrich nose. But guys, though, I know some of you guys. I'm reading the chat right now. I know some of you guys are really disappointed and stuff like that. But don't worry, we'll be back we'll be back on YouTube in a few days, man. It's not really that big a deal. We've still been growing, which is crazy to me. Like nothing's really changed. Like the subs have been going up since we've been off air.
I'll say this: the people we've met from YouTube and network and stuff like that, bro. Like we can start today and be good. Like I mean, this even the investment that we have. It's like, but we appreciate y'all, the supporters, Max. Y'all show us mad love. Yo, we go outside, bro. It's just love. And I'm like, bro,
I get recognized everywhere. And it's like I said, man, for me, it's way past just the money, man. It's like, obviously the money is cool. It's like a great byproduct. I'm able to invest and help my family and friends out. But the real thing is that like what really like gets me, because money's never going to motivate you to like get up and like actually like put effort in. It's you guys that fucking motivate me, man, to go to the super hard in the gym, you know, because I was in the gym yesterday. I was doing push-ups right before the show, right? And I was like, I was getting really tired. And I was like, man, I need to do another 5. And then I thought to myself, like, a lot of people look up to me. A lot of people, like, you know, want to get in shape. A lot of people look to me as, like, inspiration. How the fuck am I going to look right now on the floor not being able to do these last five push-ups? And it did those last 5 push-ups.
There you go.
Everyone looked at me in the chill. I was crazy. Like, ah! But I was able to do it. And you guys, you know, you guys say we motivate you. You guys motivate us, man. Like, without y'all, we ain't shit. So you guys are a huge, huge component as to my, you know, dedication and me making sure, you know, working on a studio, making sure shit is lit, getting new equipment. Yo, show them that new camera angle, bro. For 7 Plus. All right, welcome to 7 Plus. Y'all see that? You can see the back of Fresh's black ass head.
Nobody knows what
I do.
And
you guys get a whole other angle there. Y'all see the TV?
You see my shirt?
Yeah.
What does it say?
Nobody knows what I do. Fact, nobody does, though.
Yeah,
it looks like you got a spray paint on your back. Hold on, hit 7 Plus one more time.
Yep.
And y'all can see the background. Chris, don't even know camera angles. We got so many.
Bro.
Right? and then y'all see that one camera going up and down, right, with the slider. So it's like, bro, we got all kinds of shit going on. Look at that one. Yeah, you guys like that one? And then it hit plus one as well. Look at that. Who does this for y'all, bro? Huh?
Legendary, man.
Are you not entertained?
We got Surge V94 gifting a 10-tier 1 sub. Shout out to you, bro.
Man, down the mug for that shit.
Down the mug. We get a total of 40 subs per channel.
You guys are the fucking coal to the fire, bro. And we're going through that bullshit in August. We're getting all that hate. We're getting all that support from you guys. That's what made me go hard. We got 14 camera angles alone that we use just for Studio A, okay? This isn't including Studio B yet. And we've been trying to find a way to be able to live stream it because you can't really do it on Patreon. But our new website, you're going to be able to live stream. And we're going to have exclusive streams in there for y'all as well, man. Yeah, look at all these goddamn angles, man.
All right,
man.
We got Mo over there. That's camera 8. That's a kickout cam. We got the main one right here. We got the couch cam. We got the Chris cam, the stutter cam,
hero
the
cam. Cam. Hero
cam, my cam,
come over here.
You got the fresh cam,
the hero, hero,
yeah.
Hero
see, cam. So many camera angles.
Hero
there
cam.
You go.
Hero.
Comes hero.
Hero.
You know what I'm saying?
Come over here.
You got the camera for look. He don't even want to touch you, bro. He's like, get out of here.
Come over here, nigga.
Yeah, look, we got this camera right here. Right, this is you know, camera 4, our ninja cam,
the guest cam,
okay, the guest cam. We got the stripper pole cam, bro. Like,
legendary.
We go hard as fuck in the paint, man. Like, we really do. And like I said, all that money that you guys invest in us, we invest right back into this goddamn studio. So, yeah, man. So, we do, you know, we love you guys.
And
we appreciate
it. We're still going to be in Dallas in May as well.
Yes, we're going to be in Dallas in May.
Dallas,
so don't worry,
yep.
Man. So yeah, man. Just wanted to give you guys your flowers, say thank you, because we wouldn't, you know, we take production quality very serious. We take your donation serious, and we fucking spend that money right back on the goddamn studio, baby. We're not over here just pocketing it like, oh, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Just keep making mediocre content and use this little bit that I need to get the content out. And I don't give a fuck. I'm going to make money. Hell nah. We post 2 to 3 times per day. We really – yo, we live our life on this podcast. Fuck.
Yeah.
Fresh move this building to be closer.
Listen,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this now.
It's so late.
I'll tell you this now, man.
Don't cut shows up late.
It's going to be some legendary moments in this time, so – listen, man.
You know,
day,
we
man,
all stay close to the place. Like, bro, that sounds
yeah,
terrible. It sounds. This is sound pathetic. We all live our lives like around the podcast, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Bro, I want to travel to Dubai, Spain, freaking Ibiza. I ain't leaving because we got the podcast.
When
fucking man, leaving.
Bro, like,
yeah.
I spend 1 month in Airbnbs just to get a place in Brickell to move.
That's true. Actually,
closer to the studio. So
that's true.
Yeah, man. You guys, you know, we take it very seriously, man.
Yo, we take this shit
yo,
serious. That's why we've been growing so fast, because we take this shit serious.
We work 24/7.
Yeah.
We wake up, we do the podcast. We go to sleep, we do the podcast. It's like, bro, we
read
this shit.
Y'all make fun of Fresh for wanting to leave early, but he really do be talking to people in the club to get like guests on and shit like that.
Really,
you
man.
You know what I'm saying, for y'all. So,
all right.
Yeah,
and,
anyway.
Shout out to Love 4 Hype Train, by the way.
Hey, shout out to 4 Love 4
man.
Hype Train, man. But yeah, guys, don't worry. We'll be back in a few days on YouTube, so
we
don't worry.
We ain't fucking leaving.
We ain't fucking going anywhere.
We're going to be somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. While Mo is sorting out the bits and everything for the phone calls, we got 4 people on the line
right
now.
Yeah, let's get them on.
Shut up our Rod Eric in the chat as well, Dallas.
And then we got 3219.
What up, caller?
Okay, he's dropped. Let's go with 9312.
Hello?
What's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, bro?
I've been calling y'all for a while now, so it's been definitely helped me out. So, like, so far, I do go to the gym a lot. I go, like, 3-4 times a week at this point. I do have a freelancing business, but the main question I was trying to ask is, like, the networking side of it. So, like, what would be the best – I know Instagram is a good way to network, but what would be, like, another, I guess, option to network, to, you know?
Honestly,
and
bro,
then, like,
person,
that.
Like – but what are you trying to do, though?
Yeah.
That's
the
main thing.
Yeah.
What's the end goal here?
Well, it's for the graphic design business. I'm trying to get clients and also other people that can help me out.
Okay.
So,
2 things. You got to figure out where clients are going to be. And secondly, you got to figure out what type of clients you want. So regarding graphic design, do you want high profile? Do you want low profile? What's the angle here? Or just any clients at all?
I guess since I've only been doing this for like 6 months, so I guess low profile for now.
Bro, honestly, bro. Do what Chris does. Start actually going on Fiverr or Upwork, putting some projects there, having a profile. Then from there, go to events where we can see like different artists as well into graphic design. Go to meetup.com. Go out and meet people in your field, and then go online as well. Do the same thing with Upwork. Chris, do you want to tell them about Upwork as well?
Yeah. So here's what I do on Upwork. It's been I'm very good at Upwork. I'm top rated, 5 stars and everything. With over 100, you know, reviews. So initially in Upwork, what you want to do is, you know, just bid for every job here and there, $40 here, $20 here. And then once you find a client on Upwork, you can just talk to that client, give them a good, fast service. Because what you want to do is deliver the work pretty fast. If you don't, then he's going to, you know, he's going to bring you along. So do it pretty fast. Once you're done with him, then extract them to the side that, hey, listen, I really enjoy working with you. If you need my resources, my, you know, whatever you need from me, here's my number, here's my email, reach out to me directly. So get your client off of Upwork, because what your client's going to do is he's going to keep giving you more, getting more jobs, and then he's going to bid his work on Upwork. than other designers would bid on his work. So what you want to do is create a funnel or a container for your clients, so those same clients can reach out to you and always hit you up every time. And before you know it, they'll spread the word, say, hey, all right, this guy's pretty good. Before you know it, you have lots of clients hitting you up at one time.
And ask for testimonials, bro. That's very important. So you can see like a track record. Work.
Yeah, because on Upwork, you get reviews. So make sure your client give you reviews, 5-star or whatnot, and just keep building those reviews, keep building, the confidence, just give good, fast services. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, the main goal is to get to a point where you can hire a team to do it for you.
Yeah.
And you're not working it for yourself because it's a grind, bro. If you're doing graphic design for people, you're literally working a job. But once you get big enough, you hire people for you, you become the main person at the top. And then you live your life. So
yeah, pretty much.
And you were like, didn't you have like some kind of badge or something like that on Upwork, Chris?
Yeah. Top rated. So meaning I could do events, I get top priority and stuff like that. And it's basically much you got to keep getting 5-star ratings and keep putting out content. I mean, keep doing jobs up there. But it's easy to get it, but it takes like at least a few months to get it. So
there you go.
Okay.
So it's hard. Pretty much. It's hard to get it. And then, if you don't work at Upwork for some amount of time, you lose it.
Gotcha. Bam. Gotcha.
Yeah.
You got this. All right. Between Upwork or Fiverr, would you do Upwork?
Yeah. I mean, you could do both, but I use Upwork. Okay. Upwork is just my, my niche.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
So,
all right.
Yeah. If you need help, just send me a DM.
All right. Cool. Thanks.
All right. All right, brother.
Awesome.
You got a diversified team here, man. We got y'all.
All right. Let's go with 2357. And guys, if you want to call, because we got 4 people on the line right now, we should have more than this. So if you want to call in, guys, the number is 515-605.
We are on Twitch though.
9740.
Are people?
Everyone's over still on YouTube wondering what
Twitch,
the hell's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter.
Twitter.
Yeah.
No one uses Twitter though.
Yeah. Twitter trash.
Twitter is lame.
Twitter is trash.
Sorry, Twitter.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Sorry to all our Twitter niggas out there.
Tweet.
I will say the good thing about Twitter is that the stream comes in really clear on Twitter.
Mm.
It does come in very clear. But Twitter's trash.
No, nobody watches it.
Yeah, nobody watches it.
All right.
Probably not like 2 people over there.
2357. They heard us right here.
All right. Go ahead.
Hello,
yeah, what up? Yeah.
Oh, I just want to say I just graduated from Brown and working consulting in Boston. I know that's your old hood, Myron.
Yeah, yeah.
So I live
shout out to Brown
like
out there in Providence. The Bears.
Right next to Northeastern on Newberry Street.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if you have any good recs for places to meet girls in that Boston area.
Yeah, dude. You live in Newberry?
Yeah.
How much is rent out right now in Boston? Just out of curiosity.
Bro, for a two-bedroom rent, I'm paying like $3,500.
You're paying $3,500 for a two-bedroom?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little pricey. Not awful though. I mean, the rent probably went down a bit because of COVID.
Yeah.
So, I think it was right around that price when I was in college. So it looks like it hasn't went up too much. But you're in a very nice area too. You're in Newberry. For some of you guys that don't know, in Boston, Newberry is like the equivalent to like Fifth Ave of Boston. So he's like right in that area. He's right by Boylston where the bomb went off for the Boston Marathon bombing, one street over. So Newberry is like nice little shopping area, whatever. Bro, you're like literally right there. You got – well, Lear is closed now. I used to go to Lear. But you go to Whiskey – Whiskey's is right there. There's a bunch of bars right there on Boylston alone, bro, that you can go to that they're all next to each other. I think McGreevy's is still there. If you want to go pick up some Northeastern chicks, bro, you go to our house at 1 o'clock in the morning right before they close and try to get some at the end. Our house, then they got Punter's Pub as well, which is not too far away from you. That's all Northeastern girls that you're going to find there. Symphony 8 closed down. I remember I got jumped in front of that place.
by 6 guys.
What else? Yeah, by 6 dudes, bro. That shit was terrible. I got a video on it on our YouTube channel since we can't post anymore. If y'all want to just search it. What else? Man, I haven't been to Boston since like 2016. Oh, also a good place to go, bro, Alston. Alston is fantastic because here's the thing about this is the thing that sucks about Boston. I don't know if a lot of y'all, I'll put y'all on some game real quick. So the thing with Boston is it's very dependent upon the school season. So in the summertime, the city is dead because people don't know this, but like a lot of Boston's population, especially in the inner city area, is students.
Damn.
They make up a huge majority of the population. So the people that are young professionals, a lot of them don't really live in the city like that. They'll live in like the outskirts. They'll live in like Alston. They'll live in Somerville. They'll live in Cambridge. Like a lot of them kind of get out of the inner city area, like of like downtown Boston and that Boylston area. So So Alston, bro, is really good. Like Tavern in the Square is pretty fucking lit. And there's a bunch of bars in that area right there in Alston. It's AKA Tavern in the Square, AKA Tits. Where else did I used to go? You could go ahead and party on Com Ave if you want to get some Boston University chicks, but man, fuck you.
What's that strip club that trash. I go? Breakfast and Eggs? Eggs and Legs?
She's from around. That's a whole other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She's from where he went to college, though. She's from where he went to cool school at Brown, and that's in Providence. Bro. But Providence is trash. I'm glad that you got the fuck out of there. But yeah, bro. But Alston is good. Another place that's pretty good, bro, Cleary's. Cleary's is also pretty good. Cleryes. I used to go there all the time, too. But you got to get there early so you can go downstairs because that's where the dance floor is. It'd be lit.
Yo, can you mind my dancing? That's just funny.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. Twitch, if you sub to my Twitch, you got to see it.
So
actually,
so,
on the blog, too, you see it.
Yeah, on the blog,
but
too.
Those are a bunch of places you could go, bro. Like, Alston is lit. Tits is lit. Cleary's. Since you're right there on Newberry, bro, you could go to Whiskey's easy. I think McGreevy's is over there as well. If you want to pick up some Northeastern chicks, go to Our House. That's where everyone goes at the end of the night. All the hoes go to Our House at the end of the night. I ain't going to lie. If you're not a college student, it might be a little bit harder to pick up. But, you know, you're a young professional. You can still go and get girls there. Like, hey, I went to Brown, whatever. Oh, my God, my cousin goes to Brown. Okay, cool. And then you work from there.
All right, caller.
Does that help?
Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
All right, awesome, bro. Someone said Watertown in the chat. That's a little too far out, man. I wouldn't bother with that. I'm not a fan of partying in Cambridge, bro.
Okay. Let's go with 5-4.
I mean, Watertown is on the Boston side, but y'all know what I'm saying.
Yo, what's good, man?
What up?
Rod
what's
Eric.
Up, man?
Rod Eric.
What's good with y'all, man? Good to hear y'all's voice, man. Shout out to the mods. Shout out to the Discord. I've been really heavy in the Discord, so shout out to all of them guys. Man, shout out to my FNF Dallas team. We actually have the itinerary, bro, for y'all's weekend is almost done. We got a little bit of stuff that we got to, you know, work out, but we're still working on that. And, yeah, man. And then if y'all don't know, WrestleMania is down here this weekend, so we're going to be doing a lot of networking, too, down here, too.
Mo, you got anything for WrestleMania?
Right?
On that?
Well, you know, it's going to probably be a lot of parties and stuff like that. A lot of, you know, people down here that's going to be, you know, so we'll probably be in a few of the spots.
What's the main event for
you
WrestleMania?
Say what?
That's like
Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns.
Oh, that's going to be the main
event? Yeah, that's right. That's it.
Like,
that's the main event. So,
Mo?
I'm a wrestling fanatic.
And he watches wrestling.
I can talk wrestling.
Mo be on it.
Bro,
Mo be on it, man.
Yeah. You on it like that?
Yeah.
Damn, bro. All right, so since because you're my age pretty much, like, would you say when do you think wrestling fell off? Because you're old enough.
Man,
I know.
I'll probably say, like, right around The Rock and Stone Cold
I'm asking Mo.
Oh, my bad.
Let him answer. Hold on. And then after you, because I already know what you're going to say. You agree with me. Mo, when did it fall off?
It was definitely during the PG era that started around 2008. It was the end of the Ruthless Aggression era.
Okay, so that's when it died for you.
But not necessarily, because it kind of picked back up during around 2012. That was the beginning of the revamped NXT era. That's when it was Better Than Ever.
Okay, all right.
Y'all niggas speaking Chinese right now.
I'll tell you this. I stopped watching when John Cena started to blow up. I stopped watching like 05, 06.
That's right.
When John Cena started taking off, I was like, garbage.
Oh, John Cena? I couldn't see him.
Wow.
Get it?
When was it over for you, bro?
I probably would say like right around when kind of The Rock went into movies, and then John Cena started becoming the main person, and then that was it. Because I was big on The Rock, I was big on Stone Cold, Undertaker, all of them. I grew up on all of them,
bro. That shit was
I remember one nigga.
It was lit.
That's it.
Why are you gonna remember the weirdest?
Rocket.
Because that's all I saw, nigga. I don't want
to put his ass in people's faces, bro.
Yeah, it was weird, bro.
Yeah, it is weird. It's stink face, man. Yo, like, real quick, we were reminiscing about this shit, I think, like, last week. But, bro, yo, wrestling back then was fucking lit.
Yeah, it was
like,
crazy.
Bro, it was, bro, too lit. I had action figures, bro. I actually had an actual ring, bro. And then I had, like, action figures. I had, like, The Rock. I had all of them, bro. It was fun, bro. Like, it's not the same no more. It's just, it is what it is.
You know how it was crazy? Like, they used to do them Hell in a Cell matches.
Oh, yeah.
And fucking Mick Foley was getting his ass fucked up under different names. Mankind.
And, bro, the announcer used to cheer me out. He'd be like, oh, my God, don't do it. Everybody like, yeah, do that shit.
Yeah, bro. Jim Ross? That nigga will be having an aneurysm on air, bro. Yeah. Oh, my God, they killed him. I remember.
Threw
Mankind off the steel cage, off the Hell in a Cell.
Yes, bro, Mankind. Yes, bro.
Bro, niggas used to use the stick with the barbed wire on fire. I was like, are you fucking serious? Yo, shit.
Yep, that damn sock.
Lit. They would never let that shit fly today. They were beating up bitches. Like,
bro, they were throwing, bro.
Exactly,
bro.
I don't know, man.
May Young.
Somebody said Gold Dust. They go come here.
Hey, like, bro, they would do all that. They would do the craziest shit. They came up with the craziest storylines. Like, people would leave in ambulances, right? And then they would take their ass out the ambulance and still wrestle their ass. It's like, damn, bro, let him.
Was that real, though? Okay, we know it wasn't real, dummy, but it was fucking entertaining.
Fresh, like, you know it wasn't real.
I remember The Rock. That nigga's stomach, when NWO invaded, like, they fucking fucked up his ribs, and he was like, think they took him, like, in the ambulance. Niggas pulled him out the ambulance, right, started fucking him up.
Teamed his ass.
Hulk Hogan, Scott Hall, rest in peace to Scott Hall, by the way, he recently passed away. Shout out to him, legend.
All of them, man, bro.
They put him in the Hall of Fame. Then Kevin Nash, like, they just fucked his ass up, bro. And people don't remember this. One of the best matches, actually, was that night, I think it was. The Rock and Stone Cold versus NWO.
Which is
fucking lit.
Yep.
But, bro,
they had to team up, and, you know, they hated each other. So they had to team up in order to win. The whole crowd was like, they got to do it. And they looked at each other, and they just started whipping ass. So,
it was crazy. Like, this nigga, like, bro, could you imagine today's day and age, if wrestling existed, this dude, Mick Foley, fucking with a mask on,
bruh,
putting a fuck Mr. Socko, putting in some bitch's mouth, bro, that shit would never fly today.
Never, ever, bro. They would have got canceled, bro. They would have been like in court. They
canceled a million times over, the bra and panty matches, throwing chicks through tables, throwing chicks off ladders, bro. And like, yo, there were times where dudes were like, have matches one-on-one with a chick.
Yeah, exactly right. Yes, bro. And they'll, like, throw their ass off the ring and shit, bro. Like, be choking their ass. Maybe, like, tapping out. Yeah, bro. Like, cars and shit.
Rod, question for you. Do you think Will Smith would have smacked The Rock if he was standing there during the Oscars?
Nah, bro. Like, The Rock wouldn't even said that about his wife.
Mm, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
He wouldn't have said that shit because he would have assist.
No, The Rock is like super PC, bro. That's why, like,
he understands. Yeah,
he's not what he used to be, bro. Real talk, that nigga, man.
No,
it doesn't matter what you think. You know, like, those days are
fun. Hey, he used to be a beast. He was the most electrifying. The Rock was the most electrifying man in sports entertainment, bro. He's the only one that had that title, bro. So like, he had a whole documentary over this shit. So.
Yeah.
But other than that, man, I don't want to take up too much of y'all time, bro. I love you guys. I can't wait till you guys get down here and meet the crew.
Yes,
like I said, we got some gifts. We got some gifts for you, you know, Fresh. I got your jacket, your Smash Brother jacket. And then, Myron, we know you don't like gifts, bro, but we got a surprise for you. And, man, shout out to everything y'all do, bro. And like I say, man, I took everything what y'all said and I applied it, man. The network and that shit works. And I'm looking to take it to another level, bro.
Yo, you could have no money. You have no vision. With the right network, you can go places, bro. 100%.
Facts.
Yes, bro. And because of you guys, that first time I met you, Fresh, and coming down there to the 100K party, besides whatever happened, bro, I met so many wonderful people, and that's why I was there. I was there focused, bro. I didn't care about the bitches. I didn't care about that shit, bro. I just wanted to be in the atmosphere. And ever since then, bro, it's just been so lit. Like, since the 100K, the 500K, I've literally seen this shit.
1 million is going to be a grudge. And, you know, we got hoes now, bro. You know, we got the brother.
I know, bro. So I, they'll come. They're a byproduct, bro. They will come, bro. So I'm just putting in the work, man, putting in the time. And like I said, man, shout out to everybody, man, that's putting in the work and everything, man. Y'all keep believing. Keep striving for this shit, bro. You will get to where you want to go, but you just got to stay focused, man. Like Coach Greg Adams say, you one blowjob away from the fucking plantation. So I'm going to say this. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all take care.
All right, man, peace. It's all the haters out there. Yeah. What you going to do, brother, when Fresh and Fit gets 1 million subscribers on you? What you going to do?
You know what I'm saying?
Fresh all right, man.
Peace.
All right, Rod.
What up, Chris?
All right, let's – no, I was going to thought you had something to say, but never mind.
Rod, a real one.
Let's go with
– some bits here?
Yep.
Bits? Okay. Yeah, I already see the phone lines are blowing up. All right. Let's see here. We got going to be a FitX and Steph. Is cold stream or is it postponed? Yes, guys, we're going to do the stream with them. Don't worry. It's just that I got to – we're just trying to figure out a YouTube situation first. If we got to pre-record it, we will, but I'm trying to avoid doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gave out NYC Graffiti King, gave out one community sub. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
sir. Soju God, resubscribed for 1 month in tier one. Thank you
so much.
Ink Blacklist cheered 400 bits. Thank you. Zaddy Not Daddy, resubscribed for a month. Zerg V94 gave out 10 community subs. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
In Ink Blacklist cleared 100 bits. Thank you so much.
All right, cool.
All right, cool.
Now let's go to next phone line. Let's go with 5815.
Hey, hello.
Yo, what up?
Hello?
What a call?
Hey, yeah, so I'm calling in from Chicago right now. I'm in college. I haven't really done much with my life. Pretty sad. But I hopped on your podcast like a little under a year ago. And, you know, y'all changed my life. I got to say that. Kind of turned me around from some pretty dark places, helped me succeed it. I'm at one of the hardest colleges in the world, too, so that's pretty good. And, yeah, y'all got me on crypto.
Cool.
University of Chicago. So,
cool.
Yeah, pretty tough, but, you know, doing a lot better and listening to your podcast helps a lot. So that's pretty good. And I got a quick question. So I know I've seen a lot like of what y'all have been saying, especially when it applies to American women. My mom's not from America. She's from Africa. So it's like a lot different than it is around here. But then I look around and I see like a lot of my, like my closest friends, right, making some of the mistakes that you guys are talking about. So, like, how do you say one of your close friends is like with somebody and you don't think that it's like, I can see that it's not like right, right? How do you like, break it down, you know? Especially if he's like really deep in it.
He's going to have to feel that burn before 99% of the
just
time.
Just wait at the finish line.
Yeah, bro. Like 99% of the time, you're not gonna be able to convert a guy and make him see the red lens. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna have to, what's he gonna have to do is he's gonna have to take the L, get his heart stomped on probably, or you know, get cheated on or some shit for him to finally realize. Like guys don't, like you know, they're not prepared to take this kind of information in until they get like slapped in the face by reality. And a lot of the times, they gotta get slapped in the face by reality. They gotta touch the stove and realize it's burnt. It'll burn their hands before they.
And we've all been
know
there, man.
Doing.
Like no one's perfect.
Yeah.
At the same time, like yo. Some people change only through pain, so it's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, if you know, there are you know some exceptions to the rule where, like, I'm an example where I kind of learned from my friend's mistakes. So I was like, oh no, I'm fuck that. I'm not gonna be a white knight. There's nothing good from being a white knight. You know, I watched them get destroyed by chicks. But a lot of guys aren't gonna do that, bro. They're gonna have to go in the kitchen and get burned for them to realize, damn, I should probably step out this goddamn kitchen.
Shit,
so
man. Been there, done that.
Yeah,
t-shirt.
Man. So yeah, bro. Like if he's, I'm probably willing to assume that your friend is probably with some girl that's a fucking hoe. And you know she's a hoe, and he can't see that she's a hoe, and he doesn't want to change. And, bro, he's going to have to realize that.
I don't think she's a hoe. I think it's just, like, she's kind of disrespectful, like, a lot of times to, like, his family, to him and stuff like that, and he just doesn't really see it. He's got, like, cum glasses on, you know?
He's retarded, bro. He's not going to realize until – and here's the thing you got to understand. Disrespect always comes first, and then the cheating comes after.
Yeah, that's
so
what I'm saying.
She's gonna, if not already, she's gonna turn into a hoe.
Yeah.
I promise you.
It's a slow burn.
It's a slow, yes.
It starts with disrespect, and it's like, oh, you know what? I can do whatever. He's gonna take it.
Yeah.
And if you allow the first thing for it to happen, I'm telling you right now, bro, is end a relationship because at that point, she knows, okay, cool, I can do whatever, get away with it, bet.
Yeah.
I'm gonna live life.
Well, bro, I hate to say it, man, but fuck it, I'm just gonna say it. You wanna hit the sound effect, Chris, real quick for me?
Misogyny.
Yeah.
Misogyny.
All right, yo, women are like Pokemon, bro. Okay, and what I mean by Pokemon is that they only obey and follow your lead if they see you as a worthy trainer, okay? Now, stick with me here. I know some of you guys are like, oh, my God, what the? How dare you? But it's a perfect analogy for guys to understand because it's, you know, like I said, we're nerds too, so we get this. But it's a concept that you guys understand. The more badges you have, the more gym rulers you've beat, gym leaders you've beat, you know, and then the better of a Pokemon trainer you are, the more girls are going to respect you and get in line. You understand? But the problem is that a lot of y'all niggas literally just beat Brock, right, barely, with your Squirtle, and you want to sit here and try to fight the Elite Four, and it's not going to happen. It just ain't going to happen. Like, you're going to get rocked out your fucking socks. Like, right now, no hate on Xena, but, like, this dude right here, the 19-year-old that's with her, hey, that nigga's done. he's trying to fight me too right now with no Master Ball and a bunch of level 10 Pokemon. He's fucking cooked. You don't even know it.
It's like someone trading you a level 50 Charizard at the very beginning of the game.
Yeah.
Is like, bro, there's no respect there.
Yeah.
You can't handle it.
You can't, man. So the thing is, guys, is that you have to, like, with women, they only respect people that are better than themselves when it comes to intersexual dynamics and dealing with men. That's why they want a guy taller than them, makes more money than them, more competent than them, confident, etc. Because women look for what this is going to sound terrible, but I'm going to say it anyway. Okay. What women look for is they know they're inadequate in a lot of different things. They know that they're weak. They know that they can't make decisions. They know that they lack confidence. They know that a lot of them aren't ambitious, okay, because women just don't naturally have these things like men do. So what do they look for? They look for a man that has these traits so that they can come in with what they have, and then, bam, look at this. We work together perfectly, okay? This is what it is. Like, that's why we look for what we're deficient in. You know, someone that's soothing, someone that's feminine, someone that's nurturing, someone that is a little bit more emotional, you know. And it's not to say that men are better than women or women are better than men. We're just better at certain things. And the thing you got to understand is that women always look for a superior.
Yeah.
They're looking for someone that has the traits that they do not have, which are what I just gave to you. So the disrespect comes first, okay, because the man is not adequate in one of these things that we mentioned.
Yeah.
And then once the disrespect comes, now we've pretty much created a playing field where now she could start doing all the fuck shit. When you see a girl cheating on a guy, or you see a girl slapping a dude up at Target, or a girl say, you bitch ass nigga, blah, 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 you best believe
he loaded.
That's been happening for many days, weeks, months, or even years.
Yo, we were in Vegas for a conference, right?
Yeah.
We were walking through the lobby of one of the hotels, the casinos. This girl was screaming at this nigga like, nigga, you a bum, da da da. Slapped him, beat him up. And we're like, what happened here? Think about it. This has happened for a number, maybe months, maybe years, and he loaded happen. And as a result, in public, no, she's showing mad disrespect. It's like, bro, he loaded happen at the very beginning? No, bro, no, it came into that.
Yeah.
So it's crazy, bro.
Yeah, bro. So, and here's the other thing, too. I don't know if y'all noticed, but there's a bunch of data out there that shows that women actually initiate most domestic violence situations. You know what I'm saying? And it's because we live in a society nowadays where, like, you know, if a dude's a bitch and a girl slaps him, it's considered like, just man up. You're a pussy. And you should never – when you get to that point, it's already too late. But what I'm trying to say is this. Your friend has already lost, bro. She don't respect him.
Yeah.
That's why she's acting the way that she does. And if she isn't sucking another dude's dick already at this point, I guarantee you she's going to be thinking about it and or doing it very soon because the disrespect always precedes the cheating.
Yeah, there's one thing you need to learn about, like, regarding
from his mistake.
Men and women, she has to respect you first before anything else happens, bro.
Yeah. So,
long-term.
Okay.
Words, your friend does not have enough Pokemon
badges,
bro. You got to get your Pokemon badges up to be able to get girls to get in line. Like, you look at these high-value guys, NBA players, whatever. Regardless of how they got the Pokemon badges, they got the Pokemon badges.
They could do whatever.
They could do whatever, and girls are going to accept
it. The respect is there.
I want to be the very best
that no one ever was.
Dun, dun, dun.
Mo, finish it.
To catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause.
Pokemon,
I will travel across the land. Searching far and wide.
Pokemon
to understand the power that's inside. Pokemon, gotta catch them all. I know it's my destiny.
Pokemon,
I am my best friend. In a world we must defend.
Pokemon,
gotta catch them all. I'm going to pull them through. You reach me and I beat you. Pokemon,
gotta catch them all.
Disrespect you, nigga. All right. If you tell her fucking flamethrower, she goes to sleep. You know what I'm
Lord.
Yo, we fucking lit.
There
I'm
going
to podcast the fuck alone. Who's going to say Pokemon like that? Huh?
Nobody.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Are we alphas or nerds?
Twitch.
What are we?
Yeah. With nerds. Nerds. No, we're fake alphas.
Nerd
fucks.
We're fake alphas.
I don't know.
No.
We're fake alphas. As organic, we're nerd niggas.
Yeah, nerd niggas. okay.
All right. Let's go with 3219.
Niggas just tuning in randomly. Why are they singing Pokemon?
What are you talking about? The girls in the back like, what the fuck?
we got some girls in the studio right now, and I know probably like, what the fuck's going on here, bro?
Yeah, what did I sign up for? Okay. 3219.
All right. 3219. Welcome to the show, nigga. Let's go.
What's up?
You again? I'm back. Oh, what?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so like Santino Morello and the Hardy Boys, those were my guys back in the day.
Okay. Santino Morello, bro? Seriously?
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is.
The guy with the accent.
With the cool, bro. Seriously?
Anyway. Yeah, I don't know why. Because I was a kid.
I don't know who that nigga is. That's like X-Pac level shit. Chris's favorite wrestler is X-Pac.
he's actually a lesser X-Pac.
Even worse?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know who that nigga is.
From the PG era.
Next, you're going to say you like Mr. Ass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it?
Billy Gunn.
Billy Gunn. But he used to call himself Mr. Ass.
Yeah.
Famouser. Yeah, but yeah, that finisher was garbage. But, okay, yeah, so the Twist of Fate was also not that cool. I ain't going to
lie. Yeah. Matt Hardy.
I didn't know the huge ones, like Undertaker, John Cena. I don't know the small ones.
Oh, you know Rikishi.
Yo, nigga, that was... Well, Fresh is not American, guys. You guys got to understand that. I know some of you guys are probably like, yo, this nigga Fresh is buzzkill. You guys got to know that Fresh doesn't understand American pop culture because this nigga was in fucking Barbados.
Coconuts.
They're doing singing with coconuts and shit, juggling them around and shit with the American tour.
No shoes on and shit.
You know what I'm saying?
The dirt.
Nigga was down there in Barbados.
Fun time, man.
Fucking swimming in the ocean and drinking coconuts and just chilling. I don't know what
nigga
the fuck
just bought shoes recently.
Yeah. Nigga, we weren't poor over there, nigga.
You bought shoes recently.
Nigga used to wear the fucking like little leaf to cover his dick and the little other like one of them string dresses.
And the spear.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He was out there in Barbados just hunting animals and shit. But anyway, well, what else do you got besides your favorite wrestlers of the Hardy Boys? My favorite tag team is the Dudley Boys. I think they were the best. I think they're the best tag team in history, personally.
Yeah, pretty much good.
Remember that shit? Get the
table.
That shit was so lit. Bro, the 3D was the most lit tag team move ever.
Yeah, that shit was lit.
What's up with Gato? I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
But, I'm like, bro, what the, is it fucking 1999? What the fuck is that finisher, bro? I'm like, what the hell? I've been heard somebody say, what's up in over a decade. Two decades.
At the time, it was 1999 at that time.
No, them niggas was doing it until like 2002. I was like, bro, come on, man.
Guys, we have a call-in show, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. All right. We're here just having a random conversation. All right, go ahead, bro.
Okay, but yeah. So, men are penalized for their like, I'll just call imperative of cheating. But if we live in a polygamous society, like, and every woman had 5 husbands, most likely they would only sleep with one of the husbands because they're monogamous by heart. So should those other 4 husbands, she be able to leave them, divorce them, and take half of their assets and take the kids? Would that be fair to them because they're acting on their biological imperatives?
Well, here's the thing, bro. You got to understand. We live in a society now where the female biological imperative overrides the male biological imperative.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, for example, we tell girls, right, that they deserve the best and they shouldn't settle for less, right? And no guy should cheat on them and they should be able to find a high-value man and he's going to be loyal to her and all this other shit. We basically lie to women all day and tell them that they deserve that. But what we don't tell them is that the reality is the higher you go up the totem pole, the better the guy, the less leverage you have, a.k.a. you got to get on his program, and if he wants to fuck other bitches, that's what's going to happen. You can't control a man that has power and status. You just can't, you know? But women think they can go ahead and get a man of power and status and think he's going to be monogamous to her, and that's just the clown world that we live in where women don't understand. They lose leverage once as they get older and make more money and become successful. We live in a clown world where we tell women, no, make more money, become successful, you're going to get that kind of guy. And the reality is, no, you actually ostracize yourself from the very men you're trying to get and meet, you know? High-powered women that make a lot of money, unfortunately, are not attractive to high-powered men that make a lot of money. And I don't know why they don't understand this concept, but men and women are different. So society already sets women up to win from a biological parameter because think about it. We got child support systems set in place so that they can always get the security. We have divorce laws in place where a woman can divorce a guy if he doesn't, you know, measure up to a certain standard that she wants. But, like, there's not really much in place for men. And if anything, if a guy, right, exercises his biological imperative, he's going to get punished for it.
Yeah.
He's going to have to pay child support.
Yeah.
He's going to have to deal with some kind of serious sanction of some kind on his resources. So that's just the world that we live in, bro.
Yeah, well, that was my only one. And another thing, too, I love the show, but one thing I hate that you do, Myron, you always say, you be like, this is going to hurt people's feelings, but you know what? I'm just going to say it. And I just think you just need to say what you want to say without saying that part.
Well, here's the thing. When you got a bunch of women on the thing, bro, you got to remember that they don't, they're not familiar with this shit. You know what I'm saying? So I got to brace them a little bit. Because I need you guys to remember, like, you see how, like, you know, we see dudes that are blue pill and we're like, oh, man, that sucks to be you. Girls are even more blue pill, bro.
True.
Like, you'll say some dumb shit. Like, you know what I always cringe at when I see? Like, a girl, like, with a dude, and they're like, let's get the bag together and build. Get the fuck out of here, bro. That shit don't exist.
It never works, bro.
That shit never works, bro.
I wish it did,
but it doesn't. Get the fuck out of here, man. Like, yo, every chick that I know that's ambitious, that gets a lot of money, she's going to want to be with a dude that is as ambitious, if not preferably way more ambitious than her. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit don't – let's build together. Like, fuck out of here, bro. I build and you assist me. That's what really happens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't have A-type personalities. It doesn't work, bro. It doesn't work. A dude that's a boss is not going to want to deal with a chick that's a boss. A woman that's a boss, she won't be able to keep a guy that is a boss. You're going to be like, man, this bitch annoying. She always trying to compete with me and shit. Fuck out of here. Kick her to the curb. He's just going to have sex with her. That's all he's going to do. He ain't going to take her serious.
Yeah.
All right, caller.
Yeah,
all right, man. All right, man. Peace.
All right, let's go with a few more. 0358.
All right.
0358, welcome to the show, my friend. I'm lucky that we haven't been canceled yet. What's up?
Can you hear me?
What up, bro?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, hello. Hey, guys. I just want to shout out for the show, man. Like, I really appreciate y'all, man. Like, I'm 19. I'm in L.A. And, like, y'all just been giving me a lot of things to, like, think about in through the future, man. Like, I really appreciate y'all content, man. And I hope y'all don't go away.
Oh, thanks, bro. Yeah, man. Yeah, like I said, bro, we're going to fight tooth and nail to stay, you know, on the regular platforms, right, and give y'all as much free content as we can. But
man,
guys, we got a lot of people that hate us, bro.
Yo, if you're in Dubai, partying, getting lit, hey, man, YouTube is fun.
I be seeing, bro, like, even, like, my homegirls, they hate y'all, bro. Like, I be posting y'all, and I be like, what do they say? They're not lying. They're not lying about what they're saying. Like, they just speak facts.
Yeah.
Anything that goes against a girl's belief, bro, like, they get mad at, bro. So,
yeah.
Like, real talk, honestly speaking, I'm not surprised that they're mad at the show.
It's pretty much illegal nowadays to challenge female belief systems, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just is. If you say anything like, hey, man, we don't like fat bitches.
Oh, my God.
How dare you?
How dare you, you misogynist?
How dare you?
But if they say, well, you know, I don't want no short dick nigga. I don't want no short guy, and I want him to make money. I was like, oh, yeah, you go, girl. You deserve that, queen.
Yeah, queen.
It's ridiculous, bro. Like, men can't have standards nowadays, so.
Yeah, man. Like, it is what it is. But, you know, as men, we got to keep moving forward and, like, just keep it pushing, man. Like, stick it through the end. Like, always stay focused on your grind and purpose, man. Like, for real. But
yeah,
that's
man.
All I want to say, and I'm gonna let y'all boys go, man.
All right, bro. I'm glad, man. I'm glad that we reached you at 19, bro.
I wish I had this kind of content at 19, bro.
Man, 19 years old, I was getting finessed by these chicks.
I've been killing it.
I put my friends on to y'all, man. I put my friends on to Steph and them, everybody, so they can get the knowledge, man.
Facts,
there you go.
Facts. No, good stuff, bro. All right.
All right, caller.
All right, next caller.
All right. Let's go with 0863.
And don't worry, guys. We're going to give you guys Womanizer Wednesday next week. It's just that this week
we got a fire episode too.
Yeah. I was like, man, I want people to see this on YouTube. But these call-in shows, I really enjoy these. So, go ahead.
All right, caller.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up, bro?
What's up, man?
Are you guys talking to me?
No, me.
Hey, Chris. Cut it
is that
out.
Chris?
Hey, what's up? Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. This is Mike Watson. I know you guys see me on YouTube as Mike Watson. Actually, I've been watching you guys' content, man. You guys are fire.
Thanks, Mike.
Mike, you guys. Chris should know me. I always hit and rip on it. Yes, I'm a Jamaican dude on it. Always messing with you guys. Yo, Fresh, I like how you're doing your thing. Fresh, definitely you're definitely inspiration doing your thing. I love that.
Thanks,
love how you're doing your thing and you're showing these dudes how to do it. I'm 50-something years old now. And I turn you guys on to my kids all the time, my boys all the time.
Wow!
So I love the fact. I show it to my sons, not to my 14-year-old sons. I show it to them, so they can watch you guys and see how it is to come up into the world today. Because, I mean, I was saying these things that you guys are saying now 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
Nice.
Yeah, so basically it's nice to see that somebody that's in their age bracket that's doing the thing that they're doing or a little bit older than them, that they will more listen to. Because sometimes when I talk, they might not believe me or they might not listen to me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I agree with 90% of the things you guys say, and because I've been saying it. And I love that somebody else is coming to my scene. I hope you guys can get your whole channel situation work out with the YouTube, or maybe you guys should come together as a team. You, Rational Mill, Donovan, and all of you guys maybe could do like a whole, you know, your own channel together, like, you know, where you could kind of combine your guys.
We did a panel show with those guys. Go check it out. We did a panel show, Rolo, Donovan.
No. I watch all of that. I watch you religiously. Trust me. All my employees, I watch you in my truck all day long because I have my own company. So my guys, I've turned on to all my guys in the truck. I have them all sub to your channel.
Thanks, man.
That's love,
yeah,
man.
Because I run my own construction company. Trust me. Oh. Right now I'm going to the gym.
I can't tell you nothing. You own that motherfucker.
Yeah, listen to me. I'm going to the gym now, but I just stopped to talk to you guys. And I'm telling you guys, you guys need to, no matter what, try to make sure that you have this thing in the bag for a very long time. Because what you're doing is very, very, very important. So you can't, you know, you got to find a way to make sure that you get the content out there as much as possible. I love the fact that you guys post 5 days a week. That's like nobody else does that shit.
That's true.
Nobody else does that shit. And Maren, I used to live up in Connecticut. I used to come to Connecticut too. I might even have a warrant up in Connecticut, up in New Britain. So back in the day, I used to smash a lot of white girls and hang out back up in New Britain back in the day.
Hey, man, us island boys, we love our white girls.
Yeah, man, he was hanging out with them Polish.
Hey,
kids.
Listen to me, Fresh, I'm telling you, I love how you're doing your thing. Trust me, you're a lot of inspiration to a lot of the kids out there today. All I want to see you guys is, I would love to see you guys, you know, try to get your own streaming service. But, you know, it's neither here nor there.
You got one that's in the works right now, bro.
May 1st.
Right now, what we're trying to figure out is, how we're going to launch it, and then also at the same time giving y'all free content, because we don't want to go away from giving y'all free content. So,
the fact of the matter is, too, Kevin is for the ladies now. You guys are for the guys. Kevin is for the ladies now. Kevin Samuels is for the ladies now. He's more interested in getting the ladies. You guys are the one that has to get the younger guys, because what he's saying is good. But basically, you can relate more to the younger guys. And this is why I turn on my guys to you. I turn on my kids to you, because you guys are for the younger generation. So you need to make sure whatever you got to do, you get the content out there.
Yo, Badman, bless up, you know. John O'Star.
Yes, see, go on. Yeah, man, what's up, Fierce? And Myron, make sure you take care of our girl, Dollface, because, you know what I mean? I'm a come get her.
Take care of her, man.
Take care of her, man.
So anyway, Chris, watch for me in the chats when you get back on YouTube, and make sure you see me there all the time. I'll be messing with you all the time, Chris. But you're the best producer doing this. And big up to all of you guys, man. Keep on doing what you're doing. It's needed.
All right, fam. Thank you, man. I'll agree to chat.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Blessings, bro.
All right, thank you.
And boys,
take it easy, man. I'll be sending my...
Oh, sorry, caller. My hand, my trigger finger. I played too much Fortnite. 9608.
Real caller. Real talk.
Oh, yeah. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got you, man. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir.
Wow. This is amazing. What's good, Myron? What's good, Fresh? How you guys doing?
Chilling, bro. How are you?
When it ends.
I feel great. Just doing my thing. Hey, so I don't have a lot of time, but I'm young. I'm 25 years old, and I spent the last 2 years of my life like learning how to trade with this program.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I'm making like $2,000 a day.
Cool. Nice. Good stuff.
I was wondering like how important, you guys are older than me, like how important does money become as you age? Is there like a difference between when you're young and when you're older? Because I'm making money, I'm thinking about girls, but I'm not really like I don't really see, like, the long-term ramifications of, like,
It's simple, bro. If you don't take money seriously now, you're going to have to take it seriously later on in life, and that's going to be a problem. So you're better off taking it seriously now so you don't have to take it seriously later on in life.
Yeah.
Because as you get older and later on in life, you won't have the health and or capacity to work as hard as you can now. You know, even if you push the clock back and go to the gym a little bit, you're still not going to have the same capacity as you did when you were 21 versus when you're 51. So I would say you need to take money seriously right now so that you don't have to later on. Sure. So you should be taking all your earned income, that $2,000 that you're taking a day, like fucking $1,800 of that needs to go towards investing into something that's going to build you wealth in the future, whether it's real estate, cryptocurrency, stock market, index funds, ETFs, whatever it is. You need to put your money, park your money somewhere, because inflation right now is at about 7%, and it's going to only continue to probably go up. We might see double-digit inflation. So right now, the stock market is pretty much like low. You can get stuff at a discount. You can get into ETFs and index funds pretty cheap right now. Crypto did take a dip as well. You know, it's coming back up now, but it still took a significant dip. And then real estate, yes, the real estate market is hot, but I'll tell you this. The beauty of real estate is even if inflation does happen, it works out better for you because you own property, so it's going to appreciate over time, and that money's going to – it doesn't matter, you know, if that makes sense. It's a good hedge against – one of the best hedges against inflation. So,
yeah,
I mean, bro, yeah, the big thing is do not take your money that you're making right now and go to Vegas and do all the other dumb shit that people do when they make money when they're young. You need to invest it into things that are going to create you wealth long term. Never take your fucking earned income and buy liabilities, bro.
Yeah, and also, bro, regarding money and getting in the future as well, as men, people don't really care about us, bro. So the older you get, less people care. Like your mom and dad, okay, they'll take care of you when you're younger, of course. But when you get older, don't give a shit, bro, for the most part. So
yeah.
You need your own money. And then secondly, what if you have kids? Bro, I'm telling you right now, they're expensive as hell. So having a future for yourself, even retirement, and then kids as well, bro, you need money no matter what, bro. Like people say, oh, you don't need money in life. Bro, to even survive, you need money. So you need it, man.
Yeah, if you're basically right. Making the $2,000 a day, the time you're making $60,000 a month, bro. That money you should be saving $50,000 of that,
bro.
Easily every single month. Save, putting it somewhere that you're putting it either into. Don't just let it sit in the bank account either. That's fucking dumb. It's gonna get eaten away. Whether you put it in real estate, you put it in the stock market, you put it somewhere. Put it somewhere where it's gonna appreciate, bro.
Yo, I met a guy last night. He's into crypto heavily. He makes $15,000 a day. He trades as well. I'm like, bro, why do you still work? Why do you still do what you do? He's like, bro, at this point, if I start growing, I feel like I'm dying.
That's true.
And if you retire and start making money, bro, I'm telling you right now, bro, you're going to be sad. You have no purpose. And then what's the next step? So it never ends, bro. It never ends.
So take that money that you're making, bro, and put it into other endeavors that's going to make you long-term wealth. So one of the easiest is real estate because you'll be able to – and it's going to be a great tax benefit too. And we did a whole episode on real estate, why it's so important.
Bro,
you know?
Go hard in the paint, focus on your business and your trading, and then when you're done with that, go party with the girls. Get lit. Because guess what?
Work hard
a lot of money to get lit.
Exactly. But
don't spend a lot of money to get lit, bro.
Yeah. Network.
Like, you should be saving $50,000 a month easy, bro. Like you basically have $10,000 a month to live on, which is fucking a lot.
Yeah.
Right? I would argue you could probably live on even less, $4,000 or $5,000. Don't buy nothing too crazy right now. Save all your money. Put it in. And then you can literally retire by the time you're 30 if you do things right.
Okay. Like with girls and stuff, like I used to get a lot of girls in college, like, because I was, like, fit, you know, I was, like, charismatic and stuff. But I've been, like, really focusing on, like, just my training and just my study. Do you have any advice on how to get back into that flow? Like, really have, like, to talk to girls again, get out there, get in the game again?
Bro, to be honest, when you get to your level, bro, you don't have to do all the shenanigans that you used to do in the past.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you still need game. So regarding when you got money, you got status now, you got, like, something to your name, bro, go to where the girls are at and be in an environment where they see you in a certain light. Remember what we said earlier? This is about respect. If you're at a club and you're in VIP right now, it's respect. You're paying for a table. You're the guy in there. That's the level of respect.
But don't simp, though.
Yeah,
there's a fine line.
Yeah.
Don't let the chicks just come in and drink your liquor and you look like a fucking dummy either. Don't do that shit.
Where you live, how you dress, it all demands respect. So at the same time, bro, you're making money now. Have a certain style to you. Definitely go to places where the girls are at and have that presence where you have game, you don't simp, and you're at the same time, you're showing respect. As a man,
Bro. The more money you flex and the more money you have, the more you have to be cutthroat and deliberate about not letting women use you, bro.
Yeah.
Because a lot of guys, they'll get the money, they'll get a section at the whatever, and they'll let the girls just come in and drink their shit. Hell fucking no. And I talked about this in detail when you have a table that you have to be very militant about the girls that you let into your section. Like, bro, when I have a section, I'm like, when I have a section, I have girls in there. I'll see if the girls are like DTF. If they're not, then I kick them out. I tell them, yo, you got to go. You and your girlfriend zip the fuck out the section. Like, you kick them out.
By the way.
What?
Tonight, you're going to the club.
I'm not going to the club.
No, no.
I'm not going.
You have to.
No, I'm not going.
No, this is for work.
No.
I just got text. Yep.
I ain't going.
They want you there.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Yep.
But anyway.
You're going. Come on, nigga.
So anyway, yeah. So like, right now, it's different because when we have our parties and everything like that, you know, we have girls that we rock with the show. But like, as a regular guy, you're buying a table. You're going there to try to get laid, right? You're not throwing a 500K party celebration or whatever. Like, you need to be very militant about the women that you let into your section, because most girls, I keep it a thousand with you, they're there to drink your liquor, not fuck you, take pictures, Instagram stories, show that they have this crazy-ass cool lifestyle off your dime, by the way, and then leave, and also to sit down because they're tired of standing in their heels. That's the uncomfortable reality of why most girls sit in the VIP sections, for real, for real. So don't let girls get a come-up off you, bro. Hell no. If they're not trying to fuck,
yeah,
it's time to duck. Get them out. All right, man. You turn into fucking Leonidas.
Do you guys still believe in, like, having, like, children and, like, monogamous relationship, or do you still, like, think, like, as a man, you shouldn't get married?
The family unit is the best thing you could do, bro, but realistically speaking, it's dead in the West, man.
You make yourself high value enough to make your own choices.
There you go.
What we decide should not dictate what you decide. At the same time, we have a way of doing things. You have a way of doing things yourself. So choose what's best for you.
The best thing you could do, bro, is make yourself the best option so that when you do want to have a family, you're in a position where you can demand certain types of behaviors from your girl and she has no choice but to comply.
Yep.
Because if you're the shit,
right,
and you have these, you know, standards, then the girl has to either adhere or she doesn't, or you ain't going to call her deer. Simple. Adhere or you ain't the deer. That bam, just like that, bro, because girls want to get married. They want to walk down an aisle in a white dress. You want to walk down an aisle in a white dress and get it for me? Well, guess what? You're going to have to be the best wife for me. That means you can't be a hoe. You can't embarrass me. You can't look fucking crazy, you know? And we're going to have to bring up our kids in a stable household, and I need to be able to do that with a suitable partner. And unfortunately, I'll be honest with you, man. A lot of these girls are not marriage material, bro. So you have to be extremely successful. You have to have your shit together so that you command excellence from your woman, bro. All
right, Colin.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, man. Peace. All right, let's take two more callers, but beforehand, let's read these bits. These girls are getting lit right now. Yep.
All right, Frostfire 420, King Nightmare Eclipse, Whiskey Sigma again, 10 community subs, and then we got Nightmare Eclipse got us for 1 month at Tier 1, thank you so much, and then Frostfire resubscribed, thank you so much, man. Oh, best podcast on the planet, can't wait for the show. With the RP Avengers, that's from Frostfire, and then Year from Nightmare Eclipse, and then A My Dudes from Whiskey Sigma. Thank you so much. BS Daniel 26, Myron Fresh, Chris, get Eliza to top off Mo. He needs it.
Bro.
Neurosis Complex, shout out to you. Subscribe with Prime. Hey, Alan, 100 bits for the algo. Oh wait, wrong platform. Okay, thank you so much, bro. And then Roderick Twitch cheered 100 bits. The real Ranino, 100 bits. That was way better, guys. Y'all just have been rehearsing for Mo. Let them vocals rip, my boy. Okay, and then subscribe for 1 month. Red Rabbit. Thank you so much.
And then
the song came to me after.
All right, so let's do two more.
All right.
Let's go with 9394.
All right. We got all the ladies are here, Chris?
Yeah, one more. It's going right now.
Okay.
What's up?
What's up, bro?
Okay, so... I'm a freshman student athlete at a university. I don't have a car, and I live on campus. Two questions. What's the best path for me to smash after getting a number, and how often should I compliment her besides give her attention?
Okay. Wait, what was the first question? What's the best what?
Best path for me to smash after getting
to
a number.
What's the best route to smash?
Okay,
there's no car.
Are you Division I or what?
Yes.
What sport do you play?
Track and field.
All right, cool. And what event do you compete in?
High jump.
Okay. It's simple, bro. The easiest way to game in college is you got to use your social network to your advantage. College is almost all reliant upon social circle game. So the best way to do this, man, because I was a former athlete myself, is you just got to host cool parties. That's the easiest. If I'm going to be honest, that's the easiest way to do it. Because what's going to happen is this. You're going to host a party. Hey, track and field's throwing a party. You invite all the girls. You go to your cafeteria. You recruit. And I have a detailed video on Patreon on how to do this, like from A to Z on how to, like, run your college campus. But long story short, girls just want to have fun in college. You have to be the fun. So the good thing for you is that you're a part of a sports team. So you can use that to your advantage. Hey, we're having a party. Invite the girl that you want, and then invite a bunch of other girls as well. And what's going to happen is you're going to inevitably put yourself in a position of power. Other girls are going to see you there. Pre-selection, you're going to be far more attractive. I would argue that you should invite girls that you think have a crush on you or whatever as well. Have them come in and let them naturally compete, bro. That's the way you do it.
And to be honest, just after your point as well, simply put, easy. Become friends with the guys on football team or basketball team. And at that point, you go to their parties as well. You're around them. You're going to get access to what they have. So, hey, man, network. Meet people that also do other sports as well. Be cool with them. Go to their events. And easy peasy.
If you can. Because I know college campus, a lot of times, they'd be on some bullshit. Like team sports teams will beef with each other, whatever. But
yeah.
And then make sure that, like, you always maintain a 2-to-1 ratio at your parties. That's another big one as well.
Okay.
So, but y'all gotta have liquor too. Like, I'll tell you this, the party ends when the liquor goes out. So you guys gotta make sure you have kegs and beer balls, all that shit. That's the name of the game in college, my
don't
friend.
Don't play with them.
Throw parties. That's why frat guys, they don't let dudes in. That's why a lot of sports teams, when they throw parties, they don't let dudes in. You gotta have the liquor, and then you gotta have, you know, a 2-to-1 ratio of guys to girls, and that will ensure that you have a good party.
All right.
Cool.
Okay. And the other question. So, how often should I compliment her? Like, is complimenting even a thing? Should I even do that? And how much attention should I give her?
Minimize it.
Maybe do it during the day one time.
Give her the attention at the party, bro. When you're trying to smash. Like, don't sit there and fucking send her good morning text and all this other bullshit. Don't do that. That's the fastest way to dry her vagina.
And make it about something on her, not really about her.
Yeah.
You're like,
don't even compliment her like that.
Like, indirectly.
Like, yo, you got really nice fingernails. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His eyebrows.
Hey, your elbows aren't that pointy.
Something like that.
Nice nose.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right, man.
Bro, I call her.
Easy.
All right. And
the college game is all. Yo, we have a detailed video on this on Patreon, guys. Patreon.com/FreshFit, where I break down, like, on a molecular level, how to run college game, whether you're, a freshman, sophomore, junior, whatever it may be. But college game is very dependent upon social circle, man.
Yep. All right, 8901. Last caller.
What's that caller?
8901, going once, going twice.
She gone.
Sold.
Yo.
No, nigga, you're late. 6828. 6828.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Yo, what up, bro?
What's that caller?
All right, first off, I just want to say, Myron, you mentioned a couple of streams ago that you've always wanted a Ferrari, right? But, real talk, man, I think that you should get a Bugatti. Like, not only you deserve it, but it suits you more, in my opinion.
Now, Lamborghini with the doors go up, so an Aventador.
Aventador.
Oh, Lamborghini. The same thing. I think that the Bugatti suits you more, and you most certainly deserve it with everything that you do. You're giving out all this content, and obviously all of us,
man,
we are learning a lot from you.
Spend $1 million on a car. I can't do it. Just can't do it.
Yeah.
Just can't do it.
Even
spending,
what is
an Aventador? $200,000-$300,000?
Nigga, right now the market is 500K plus.
Yeah, I ain't doing that. I'm waiting.
SVJ is over $1 million. SV is like 800K.
Yeah,
bro,
I'm waiting.
Holy shit,
I'm waiting until that shit gets back to MSRP, man. I'm waiting for a couple of years. Fuck it. It is what it is. Because, yeah, anything luxury right now, guys, is overpriced. Luxury watches right now are really expensive.
Yeah.
Exotic cars, right? Because what happened was the pandemic, as soon as, like, things go crazy, what do? They start making luxury. They stop making luxury items. So we're basically a year or two behind on luxury items, whether it's a watch, exotic cars, whatever. So right now, it's one of the few times where exotic cars actually appreciate.
I just bought another Lambo, right? I got it wholesale. Thanks, Charles, my boy Billy at Gable Sports Cars. He actually has it still on the website. It's funny as hell. Because what he'll do is he'll keep it up. People will call in and ask for the car. He's ordering another one. But long story short, dude, the car's value is at like $370, $380, up to $313. So, like,
nice.
If I want to sell it right now, I can make money. So
there you go.
Yeah,
so, yeah, man. But yeah, it's gonna be a Lambo, but it's not gonna. I ain't gonna buy anytime soon. I got a real estate goal first.
He needs two things. He needs a Rolex and a Lambo. That's what you need.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna buy no.
I hear you, man.
I'm not gonna buy no buzz down like you, man. I'm gonna get like a simple.
Nigga, this appreciated, bro.
I know, but I'm gonna buy like a very simple, regular Rolex.
Okay.
Very, very simple.
There you go.
Maybe.
I just wanted to mention that real quick, though. But my main question I wanted to ask you is that I'm trying to get, like, how should I go about getting a Cybertruck that's in Tesla? Because I want to try and get it for my detailing business as, like, a work truck. How do you think I could be able to, like, use it as, like, a tax write-off or something?
Do you make a year?
Say again?
Do you make a year?
Right now, about 60K.
50K?
60.
The car's only worth like 35 to 45K, depending on what
is
tier.
Is it really?
Yeah, Tesla's? Depending on what tier you actually get.
But they're more expensive.
So it's not expensive at all. But you got to pre-order it, though.
But he wants to get it for a tax write-off.
Oh, I pre-ordered it day two.
Okay, so you already pre-ordered it.
Does it weigh?
Yeah.
It's got to weigh a certain amount. What's that number again?
Yeah, I think 6,000 pounds. No, wait. How much is it?
Fuck, our accountant does all this for us, bro.
Yeah. So
shout out to our guy, Steve.
We did it. Actually, no, go on our YouTube. We walked through it A to Z, how we bought a Range Rover and wrote it off on taxes.
Yeah.
So there's literally a YouTube video.
A full episode.
Yeah, search Fresh and Fit and then like Range Rover or something like that. We did a full episode with our accountant where we broke it all down, how we bought it, how much we put down, why we put down the amount we did, and why you need to – we financed it, right?
Yeah.
Why we financed it for tax benefits.
And you can do lease or finance. It doesn't really matter, bro. Once you have the down payment, you can do either angle.
Yeah, we financed it, bro, because, number one, there was a huge tax benefit to doing it that way, and then also we just didn't – like, bro, we want to own it. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to lease it. So, yeah, we financed it because we're going to pay it in full. We're actually going to pay it in full, and they're like, nah, don't do that.
My guy, you ordered that.
Steve told us don't do that
shit. You pre-ordered it, bro. It's going to take some time for that before that comes out, bro.
Listen, bro. Watch that episode because Steve breaks it down in detail and the timestamps are there.
Yeah.
That will literally answer all your questions that you have right now when it comes to buying a car for a business.
All right. I definitely will. I'll look at that right now. Obviously, after I watch all your other streams that you have going on with the ladies tonight.
There you go, my ninja, man. Right there. But yeah, we break it down in detail with Steve. Shout out to Steve, our accountant, man, from Seeing Beyond the Numbers, man.
From accounting.
Dude, he's saving me, bro. I was going to have a way worse tax bill, and thanks to the real estate guys. And
Puerto Rico!
I will, after we do the taxes and everything like that, I might do y'all a solid and show you guys how important real estate is and how it saved me so much money on taxes. Because when I did the numbers with Steve, it's actually scary how much I would have paid if I didn't buy any property last year. We might do it for y'all after April 15th and we figure it out exactly once the dust settles because he filed an extension because our taxes are a little complicated between me and Fresh.
Yeah.
I might do an episode for y'all where I'm going to talk to you guys about how – because, dude, it's mind-blowing to me. I had known, right, that obviously there's a lot of people that don't pay taxes, like, you know, our boy Donald Trump, et cetera. And I'm going to pay taxes myself. But I would have paid way fucking more had I not bought real estate. I'm going to talk to you guys about how we were able to strategize and do it. Hopefully you guys can learn from it.
All right.
Anything else, Chris?
No, we're good.
Can we do one more now?
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
Let's go with
we're waiting on one more girl, right?
Yeah, 6705.
6705?
Actually, no, never mind.
Just walked in.
9750.
9750, welcome to the show.
What's up, nigga?
What's up?
Wait, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, man.
We can hear you, man.
You're live on air.
Okay. Yo, Fresh.
What's up, man?
Yo, you know that Miranda Wright thing?
Yeah.
You know that was me, right?
Huh?
That was me. I was the one who made it. Steven. If you take one of the old videos, it was me.
Some of my old videos, Miranda Wright.
I don't get it.
It was me.
Okay.
You sound like Vince McMahon right now.
It was me all along.
What do you want me to say, bro? What do you want me to say?
That's just it, though. It was me, though. That was just it.
All right, shout out to you, man.
You called it the show to say it was me. Okay.
Shout out to you, bro.
Because, like, mine was dying.
All right, Miranda Wright. Cool.
All right.
All right, man. Peace.
Okay.
This one?
You want me to be clap for you, nigga?
That was me, Austin.
I don't know what that was.
Nigga was like, it was me, Fresh. What's up, bro?
Hello?
This is a troll. Agent Fit.
Yo. Dude, no. I used to, like, Rail back in the day with, like, Mario and shit. I'm like, Nero, do you remember me? The name's Will.
He's a troll.
Yeah, here we go.
All right, nigga.
Do you fucking suck at rowing, dude? How can you fucking not swim? Think that makes sense, bro. You're like 6'4". You can't fucking swim. Make it make sense, dude.
Oh my god, dude. You got suntan?
Fuck, man. Like, dude, whenever he like he fell off the boat, dude, we have to fucking help him get him up and shit. He fucking sucks, man. What the fuck, dude?
Shut up, bitch.
Dude, what the fuck do you mean shut up, man? You shut up, dude. Yo, dude, I'm
shut up,
like, what's going on, like, on the game and shit, dude. You fucking slept on my bed, man. What the fuck, dude? Fuck, man. You took my bed first. I told you I got there first, and you fucking took my bed. Fuck,
it doesn't matter what you think.
What do you mean, dude? Well, when I call my boys, Jake and them, we're going to kick your ass, man. Fuck,
Jake and them?
I actually did have a friend on the team named Jake.
Wait, what do you think?
You remember us, man. Yo, we used to fuck sniff like mad lines of cocaine and shit. You get fucking high, dude. Fucking radical, dude. Yeah, I remember like seeing like Will fart on top of your head and shit was so fucking gas, yo. Yo, dude, I just right. like wanted to make sure you remember me and shit, man.
All right, anything else?
No, that's about it. One more thing, though. Fresh, your darky shit. Chris, you have a baby on the way. They call him Little Jiffy. And Mo, move the fucking way, man. What the fuck, dude? Fucking up, man. Let's play, man.
Well, speaking of which, Mo, you want to give him an update?
Later, bro.
Fucking
F shit. To the moon, shit, man. Fuck up, man. No, fuck the haters, dude. They fucking got our YouTube like blocked for posting in a week, man. Fuck those guys, man. Fuck.
Oh, you touched my ta-la-la.
All right, fam.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Yeah, it's, all right, it's a bit funny,
yeah,
bro.
Right, funny. Yo, Mo, give them an update on how you're slowly not becoming a fat piece of shit anymore.
Now it's 474.5, so another pound and a half this week. So, yeah.
That's what we're talking about,
Mo's
baby.
While they hate, we create by real estate and we lose weight.
Mo's doing
damn,
it,
baby.
Man.
Mo is slowly becoming not a fat piece of shit. It's gonna fucking awesome. This is great, bro. Fucking down the market, my friend. How many pant sizes have you went down?
About two, actually, it might be four.
Damn. Four? What'd you start at, pant size? What was the number?
64.
And you're down to what?
60.
Oh, shit! Oh,
that's what I'm talking about, baby.
Which it might be another down.
You might need to get new pants?
Yeah.
That's what we're fucking talking about!
There you go. Monkos.
All right. We got fucking dudes out here getting laid, getting in shape. Making money, fucking saving lives, singing Pokemon songs.
Unbeatable.
We're unbeatable. We're the number one men's podcast in the fucking world at this point. It's undisputable. All right? They can't stop us.
Lead from the front.
Lead from the front, gentlemen, as our guy DL Saint says.
Yep.
But anyway, with that said, guys, we got some lovely ladies in the house. We're going to have a show with y'all here very soon. And other than that.
See you guys in a bit.
We'll catch you guys here in a bit. And
we're going to the club today. Peace.